In the headlines, Prime Minister Mia Mottley defends the Bridgetown redevelopment amid some criticism as the Pierhead project launched. Men's Empowerment Network condemns violence against women. Ministry of Transport and Works credits road safety upgrades, including roundabouts, for decline in fatal accidents over the last decade. Guyana secures affordable vaccine to strengthen cervical cancer prevention. And the UN reports 1 in 5 children in Gaza malnourished, and cases are increasing every day. This is the latest from Starcom Network News on the Starcom Network, a member of the One Caribbean Media Group. Good morning, I am Ronald Clark. The government of Barbados is forging ahead with its plan to transform the capital city, starting with the newly unveiled Pierhead Barbados project. The $200 million initiative promises a world-class development that honors Bridgetown's rich history and environmental integrity. It is poised to breathe new life into the city's landscape and economy. Speaking at the official launch of the project on Thursday evening, Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley emphasized that the Pierhead development, along with other upcoming initiatives in Bridgetown, is central to revitalizing the city's economic and cultural vitality.
And whether it is the Pierhead or Hyatt or the Exim Bank development or the others that will come, Carlisle House, which is under development and discussion, there are other sites in between Hyatt and Pierhead that I fully anticipate that if you came to Bridgetown 10 years from now, you better have a good memory or seek to get some photographs to remember what this capital city looked like before what we are now about to usher in. The journey of the Pierhead and the journey of the Hyatt have been torturous at times, controversial at times, but necessary for the vitality of this capital city. There are things that are still in the process of being addressed, the issue of traffic and pedestrianization of our capital city.
The Prime Minister added that these developments will generate opportunities for employment.
This investment offers opportunity for refuge, creates opportunity for Bajans and others who want to call here home, and has the ability to signal the regeneration of this capital city. We are going to see soon shortages of all kinds of skills in this country. That is why the government has been resolute in determining that a jobs registry must be created, and that those who are looking for work and who have the requisite skills must be given the first opportunity to be able to work. Two, that those who need skills must not only advertise as the Immigration Act requires, but must also satisfy themselves that those skills are not available, having done their due diligence at the jobs registry.
Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley. President of the Men's Empowerment Network Support, Fabian Sargent, is condemning all forms of violence against women and urges men to seek healthier ways of coping with emotional distress. He told Starcom Network News the organization continues to receive concerns from men who are struggling with trauma and anger management. He's calling for greater support services to help address these issues before they escalate into violence.
A number of guys that have reached out to me who would have also been triggered from past experiences. We exist in a situation where men are unable to manage their emotions in a healthy way, and I really would like to send a strong message that men, we can do better. And if it is that you think you would have reached to a point where you are unable to manage, you know, walk away, there's options. There's always a choice. There's always a choice other than violence. We need to understand that physical violence has no place in our lives. And I know many of us men would have suffered from some serious childhood traumas, but that does not give us a right to lift our hands and put on a female.
Mr. Sargent urged the public to be mindful of the potential harm caused by circulating violent content on social media.
We really need to pay attention to our behaviors. We as a society, you know, sometimes we may need a lot of support. And that is where the support comes in. Where communities, where families who may see a man struggling, who may see a man going through something and understand that he's not hoping the best to find a way to support that gentleman, find a way to reach out for help if you cannot do it yourself. We need to really, really bring this whole phenomenon of violence within our communities to a pause. We would like people to also pay attention to what they're circulating on social media and understand that there are people out there who can also be triggered by these different types of acts, these violent acts that we see coming across our communities.
President of the Men's Empowerment Network Support, Fabian Sargent. Promoter and artist manager Dwayne Grisette is opposing calls for the Soca Monarch competition to be privatized, stating that government involvement is necessary for the event's survival. There have been numerous calls from the entertainment sector for the reinstatement of the Soca competition, with many asking for the event to be added to next year's cropover calendar, even if it has to be privately hosted. However, Mr. Grisette told Starcom Network News he believes that would not be feasible.
When you have the government involved, then you can have more regulative stuff put in place, because at the end of the day, it has to be something that still has the level of rules and these different kind of things, because then a private promoter may take it and just do as they like. And then also because of financial stuff, because people sometimes prefer to give the government the money than to give a private promoter. And then, like, you have people then doing the competition, they might not get the prize monies. And then it's all different kind of bacchanal, right? So I believe it should be and could be a joint venture.
Promoter and artist manager Dwayne Grisette. The Ministry of Transport and Works is reporting a decline in road fatalities and says its road safety initiatives are making a measurable impact. Speaking at a news briefing surrounding the construction of a new roundabout in St. George, Deputy Chief Technical Officer for Traffic Management Jason Bowen highlighted the factors influencing the trend.
If you see the chart on our screen, this is a chart relative to the fatalities in Barbados, our records, which we obtained from the police from 1980, and this is up to 2021, the general trend in terms of fatal accidents, and also I should say fatal and serious accidents, has been a downward trend. And this is not by chance that this has happened. We have been implementing roundabouts. We have been implementing traffic signalized junctions, traffic calming measures from that period going till now. And what we have found is that those rates have been going down due to our improvements in road design, construction, as I said, of these roundabouts and traffic signals.
Deputy Chief Technical Officer for Traffic Management Jason Bowen. Guyana has acquired Merck-made 9 Valiant HPV vaccines at a very low cost through a deal negotiated by the Pan-American Health Organization, PAHO. According to Health Minister Dr. Frank Anthony, the HPV virus is responsible for most cervical cancers. The virus can also cause anal, penile, vulva, and some head and neck cancers. Speaking at the launch of the vaccine, he said negotiations between PAHO and the United States, Canada, led to a quite affordable price of US$15 per dose, in contrast to the market price of US$369 per dose. PAHO Director Yarbas Barbosa da Silva Jr. said the 50,000 doses of the vaccine have already arrived in Guyana. Dr. Anthony said that through the low price deal, Guyana has saved almost $17.7 million. The UN's Palestinian Refugee Agency reports 1 in 5 children in Gaza City is malnourished and cases are increasing every day. More than 100 international aid organizations and human rights groups have also warned of mass starvation, pressing for governments to take action. Top stories. Prime Minister Mia Amor-Motley defends the Bridgetown redevelopment amid some criticism as the Pierhead project launched. And Men's Empowerment Network condemns violence against women. Don't miss the latest with Starcom Network News at your fingertips. Listen or catch up on starcomnetwork.net. WhatsApp add me to 246-256-6397 to receive breaking news. Like and follow at Starcom Network News on Instagram and Facebook now. I am Ronald Clark. Good morning.